If the U.S. chooses to go to war with Iraq, one of the biggest challenges would come the day after Saddam Hussein is toppled. A number of analysts have suggested that civil war between the country's factions is a distinct possibility. New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof has been traveling in Iraq and joins us to talk about it. Let's start in the south. It's dominated by Shiite Muslims who represent the majority faction in the country but have never controlled political power. How are they likely to respond if Saddam Hussein is toppled?
It's very hard to know exactly, but there's clearly a lot of tension in the south. And a real sense that although they make up 60% of the population, they've always been excluded. And the clearest indication of what might happen is simply that the last time the central government was hanging by a thread in 1991 at the end of the Gulf War, then there was a spontaneous and massive rebellion across the South, and it was then exceptionally bloodily repressed by the government at a cost of thousands and thousands of lives.
And what are people in the South saying to you now as you've traveled there?
Well, among people in the leadership, you sense a real concern about what happens when the central government and the army are no longer there to protect them, and the fear that there will be another uprising, and a lot of concern about what the U.S. will do then. Will the U.S. intervene to crush the uprising, to help it, to put the Shiites in power? Maybe the important thing for the Americans to do is to start thinking about what do we do and how do we address these problems. And I think we need to think through this right now rather than the day the uprising begins.
Of course, Iran figures in this equation, too, because it's on Iraq's southern border and it is a Shiite state.
That's exactly right. And, if we are to bring democracy to Iraq rather than just put another general in charge in Baghdad, then that will mean putting the Shiites in charge in Iraq. There are more than three times as many Shiites as Sunnis. But that will also mean giving greater influence to Iran. And in the 1991 uprising, Iran did send provocateurs in to bolster the rebellion. I think we have to be concerned about the possibility that the result of our intervention and of greater democracy will be that Iran will gain much greater influence in the area.
And in the north of Iraq, of course, there's a large Kurdish minority, which very well might declare independence if there's a power vacuum in Baghdad. That could lead to a response from Turkey, which is on Iraq's northern border.
Yeah, the Kurds right now are, talking about autonomy. It's clear that in some kind of larger sense, their real aspiration is for independence. If Baghdad is falling apart, if the Iraqi central government is falling apart, then I think that there is a real prospect that they will then seize their chance and try to create something, either independence or something very close to it. And there'll in particularly be a rush for the city of Kirkuk, which is a oil center that is just on the edge of the autonomous Kurdistan right now. And the oil there is going to mean tremendous wealth for whoever can control it.
Can we realistically hope that the U.S. could go into that situation, fight a war, and then control it?
I think we can hope for it, and indeed it might happen. But I think that while we can hope for that, we should be braced for the worst. And, the last time that happened, the upshot was a Shiite rebellion that was enormously bloodily suppressed. It cost many, many thousands of lives. And then the Kurdish resistance in the north, which was also very bloodily suppressed. And this time, if we go in, given the lack of any alternative institution, I think we're going to have to stay there. And there is very deep suspicion among ordinary Iraqis toward the U.S. I think that it's fair to say that Saddam Hussein is not loved by an awful lot of people here. I don't think a lot of people will miss him. But I think there's also a lot of suspicion about the U.S., a feeling that we're out to get oil, that we're not necessarily after the Iraqis' best interests. And I think that will make an occupation really a difficult prospect.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof speaking to us from Baghdad.